mini-set artist, Alex Solomonoff, who's back from Hong Kong. He's been traveling and working, and now he's going to treat us with a feature, mini-set performance. Please welcome Alex.
Thank you all for coming out to hear the performers. That's a little echoey. Okay. I'll play fast, and that way the microphone will stay in place. This song's called Black Widow Woman Blues. It's not a blues, and there aren't any black widows in it. There's a wasp, but it makes only a brief appearance. Not that I noticed, but maybe, you know, it scurried off into the corner. She moves with the grace of a predator. Men step aside without knowing why. No trace of mercy on her beautiful face, cold black eyes like a midnight sky. She looks at me and I shiver. She walks up, reaches past me and kills wasp on the wall with the tip of a finger. It falls to the ground and is still. She's licking her red lips. White teeth shine bright as a mirror. She says I look, oh, so delicious. She's coming nearer, nearer, nearer. She's coming nearer, Her teeth brushed lightly against my lips. There's the slightest trickle of red. She pulls away, looking pleased. And what was that she just said? I feel sort of dizzy, sort of strange. I should find a place to lie down. I try to walk away, but behind me I hear the swish of her gown. I lie in the dark, eyes shut tight. Something smooth and cold, like the hand of a doll, caresses my cheek and the blood on my lip. And I fall. This next song has a sort of tragic gothic romance feel to it. So try to imagine, you know, the pale consumptive hero sitting in his lonely garret, writing poem after awful poem about his lost love. Mm-hmm. By the light of a single guttering candle. When I sleep, I always wake far too soon. When I wake, I remember far too much. In the day she is gone, like the moon. In my dreams she is real to my touch. I recall how her smile lit my world, how her voice was a sweet serenade. But now food has no taste, a song's just sound. Every night I sleep a little. little longer. I lie in her arms a little more. Soon I'll be sleeping the whole way around. Ever touching the face I adore. I've never been real good at coordinating my songs with the season that I play them. This next one is a Christmas song, which is, you know, about 2 weeks out of date. The song is sort of best played in, you know, late November, early December. And in fact, Ellen offered me this mini set for the beginning of December, but I was out of town, and so now I have to play it a month too late. So what I want you to keep in mind as you listen to the song, the shortest day of the year, the solstice, that's December 21st or 22nd, Christmas is the 25th, which is a few days later, and at that point, the days are ever so slightly longer than they were at the solstice. And this song gets played with a pick, which I don't usually do. November, you're told the days will soon get longer, but what if it's just not true? Just 'cause it happened that way last year don't mean it will this year too. What if the days just keep getting shorter? What if spring never arrives? What if winter lasts forever and ever? We'll be savages by the count of five. By New Year's we'd be bloodshot and feral, eating twigs and spiders and clay. By April we'll be chewing off our toenails and other people's toes by May. Really be in trouble. We could really be out of luck. Sweet baby Jesus in a Russian fur hat. We could really be out of luck. So every day we count the cords of firewood and the slabs of frozen mastodon thigh and wonder if it's enough to last the winter and not starve to death like war and fire. And every day we take down our very best clock and time the day from dawn until night and watch the days get shorter and wait for the sign that might mean we'll be all right. You see, the first time you can see that the days have stopped threatening to disappear is a few days past the shortest, darkest day of the year. Christmas. celebrate, to use up in one huge blast all the whiskey, raw meat, and ammo you've saved up for the endless night that won't come to pass. The time to make burnt offerings to the gods, to make rash, unwise choices, to get drunk and have that orgy, start a child for the future, a time to shout with joyful voices. Maybe we're not completely doomed, maybe we're not doomed after all. Praise the great Lord Almighty, maybe. Thank you all.